Vayter and Shasri and Daf Chafei, picking it up on Chafei. 16 lines down, first one in line is the Afku. In the middle of the line, Tanana Sam. And now we're going to bring a case that we have in Gittin and try to understand from our Mishnah if we could learn something out to Gittin. Tanana, so we have Mishnah in Gittin, says, Amoti Asishtu Mishum Mishem Ra. Let's say a person goes and divorces his wife. The reason he divorces his wife is because comes out a bad name against her, that maybe she was doing something that was a little bit hanky-panky, shouldn't have been doing. In such a case, Lo Yachzir, he cannot take her back if he decides afterwards he wants to get married again. Mishum Neder Lo Yachzir, because a Neder also is not to take it back because Rashi explains what's going to happen is that what happens if she gets married in the interim. They get divorced. She gets married in the interim. She has kids. And then afterwards, he realizes, you know what? It's not what I thought it was. I was wrong with what I thought. Or you know what? She was matter than Ned there. And if I would have known, I never would have divorced in the first place. And it's going to make the second kid's mom Zerim because it's going to retract on the divorce. So therefore, we say, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to go ahead and get remarried to her. Now the Gemara wants to know. Shalach Lei Rabba Bar Huna Bar Rabba Bar Chanu Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Yolamdeinu Rabbeinu, Kanas Ma'u Sheyotzi. What about if he did? Right, we simply do a button, you're not allowed to go and get remarried to this woman if you go and you divorce her in the case because of the fact of Motzi Shema or because of something of a Ned there. Whatever, he breaks rules and he goes and he does marry her. What's going to be the halacha? So we're going to try to gonna answer this. We're going to end up at the Mishnah by saying, actually, we don't have a raya one way or the other. So now says Gemara. Amarlei, he said, Tanina, what do you mean? We learn from our Mishnah. Hanitan al Ishasish. Let's say a person goes ahead and, you know, Ishasish, there were these rumors going along with the fact that his wife was involved with hanky panky. And then the Beis Din went ahead and said he has to go and get divorced. So you have regular husband and wife, you have Avram and Sarah, we used yesterday. Sarah is accused of being involved with Bob, and then they have to get divorced. Afal pi shekanas. Now, if she goes ahead and and we see she's also allowed to marry the guy Bob. And what happens if she does? Then she has to get divorced from Bob. Yotzi, you have to go out. So to over here also, when a guy goes divorce his wife because of a rumor of hanky panky, then he's now to go and get remarried because getting divorced means you're saying to the world, oh, it must be that she did something which is really wrong, so you can't get remarried to her, and if you did, you have to get divorced again. Now, Amar Leir of Nachman says, me, dummy, how could you get married to two cases? Hasam, Hotziyu, in the case that we spoke about with Avram and Sarah and Bob, Hotziyu, the Beis Din made her to go get divorced. Rashi says that the case was that Beis Din Shabo, Ede Tuma, Asur Labo, Minator, it's a Darais at the Gazak, so therefore they're going to make a divorce. Vahacha, Hotziyah. But over here, Rashi says, Vahai, Dil Yaksa, Drabanan, who the fact that the husband can't get remarried to the wife after he divorced her because of, let's say, of some sort of, worry that she was involved in Hanky Panky, that's a Drabanan to think that he can't because in the meantime, she's going to get married to someone else and then they're going to cause him to be a Mazarim. The Rabba Barav now, Rabba Nachman, he comes along and he says, Rashi says, Rabba Nachman, he says, Mastisa Nami Otsia Tanan. No, Armish is also talking about the case where the husband did it, where there weren't Edom that happened. Rashi says, below Edom, Hilkach lo Asur Laboel El Mishum Lozus. Lazus Svasayim Durabana Fil Hachi Ketaniotzi. It's really Durabana in that case. And Im Kozeh, they said that he goes ahead and he's not allowed to get married again. So therefore, the same thing here also. No, Vakati Mitami. How could you compare? Hacha Baal Vahasam Boel. Over here in our case, when we're talking about Gittin, the case that comes up in Gittin, it's the original husband who's marrying her. The fact that he's remarrying her now is what? Rashi says, Chzir ve'ein davar zeh megunahu. It's not meguna that you're married, because he's saying that it must be that the rumors are wrong. But Hassan Baal, the guy Bob is marrying her, Rashi says, Koneis ve'davar megunahu, and that's a davar megunahu. That's a disgusting thing. And that's why it's to get divorced to her, so you can't compare the case. Amalei says back, no, Shapir Dani Adadi, you can't compare the two because they're both Durabban. And Rashi says, the Hachav Hachav Durabban and who? Don't to go back with your wife. You have to return her. Okay, so clearly it didn't really address the circumstance that was being said. Like, you're right to the both Darabana, but at the same time, we still said that don't compare the two, because one is the Baal, which means it's showing that the rumor was wrong, and the other one is the Baal, showing that it's actually right. But okay, he still says no Darabana. So Gemara says, comes back and says, Velo, he's still no good, because like we just said, Hasam Alume Alme Lakala. There in our Mishnah, he's going and strengthening this rumor by going and marrying when Bob goes and marries her, and that's why divorce. But Hacha, by the Gittin case, you know, it's the opposite. I mean, and come babe, but call of Alese. We say now that he must have checked into it and he saw that it wasn't true, and therefore it should be something which really they wouldn't have to be separate. Okay, that's where the Gemara ends, leaving it at that. not to say that for sure they should be separate, but not to say that they should for sure stay together. We leave it at that and move to the next Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Let's jump into a Gittin case. This brings back to Masech, well, forward to Masech's Gittin Daf Beis. Says the Mishnah, maybe get me Medina Sayam. Someone brings a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now there's Halacha, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Beis, moving to Beis, the Beis on the Beis, that said, if you're getting bringing a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to have someone who says, it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me, because it has to be done l'shma. When a get is written, it's got to be written for the particular man and for the particular woman. And there, and the, maybe outside of Eretz Yisrael, they weren't really aware of that, and therefore he needs an aide to tell him that that's actually occurred if it's outside of Yisrael. So now it says, I'm maybe getting Medina Sayyam, and he says, in front of me, this was written. In front of me, this was sealed. Right? Signed and sealed, delivered, and now it's delivered. And she's not his. Lo Yisus, Isho, this guy who came to say, he's not allowed to go ahead and marry this woman. Rashi says, Hol va'adibure samchin, since we're being somech on his particular words, we don't allow him to go ahead and now marry this woman, because maybe the whole thing he was doing, this is in order because he wanted to make sure that he gets to marry her, so that's why he said it. Mace, what happens if you have a guy coming and says that the husband died? Her activity says, I killed the guy. Or Arguni says, we killed him. You have more than one person that's over there. Lo Yisa, Sishto is not allowed to go and marry this woman now. Rashi says, Hol val eduso, he says, since it's because of his edus that she's going to get married now, again, it's we're worried that maybe this guy, he wanted her, and therefore he lied about this. But to marry someone else, we allowed it to happen because we allowed to go married al aid echad. One aid saying that the husband died, we believe, so we believe it for that, but not for the fact that he's allowed to go and marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Haraktiv, in the case where he says, I killed him, lo tinase ishto. A guy comes into court and says, I killed his wife. She's not allowed to go and marry anyone else. Rashi says, I feel acher, even for someone else, I'll piv. Why? The vihishu makes him out of Russia, because he's making himself into a Russia. Vatar amr altishis Russia aid. You can't have a Russia be an aid, so therefore we don't trust the testimony. Haragnu, but if he says, we killed him, tinase ishto, then she can get remarried to someone else. And as Rashi beautifully says, Gemara Boy time of the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the logic for that is. Now, we start off the Mishnah by saying that a person goes and brings a get, Mimidina Sayam, and he says, but funny nechtam, he's not allowed to marry her, right? If Bob, let's go with Dave. Dave comes and says, I saw this written, it's only through, this woman is not allowed to marry Dave. Right? So Avram and Sarah is not allowed to marry Dave. Taima, it says Gemara, to Mimidina Sayam, because it came from Mimidina Sayam, therefore you need this person to be able to verify it. Da'ale, because now we're relying totally on him to make sure that it was done, Lishma. Avam Eretz Yisrael, but if it was coming from Eretz Yisrael, the lava le kasamachina, which we're not being somech on him anymore, Yisa, Sishto, he's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to marry her. Rashi says, because we know that I may be getting me Eretz Yisrael, ain't sarach lomu fanechlefanechlam. He doesn't have to say such a thing, and therefore, him coming along and saying it, good to go, Sarah is allowed to marry Dave. In fact, the Gemara v'hames. But by the case where the guy comes and he said that the husband died, Dave walks in and goes, by the way, your husband died. We're not being somech on him when such a thing is being said. Why are you not being somech on him? The Amar Mar, Isha Daika Uminsava. A woman checks things out before she goes and she gets remarried. Rashi says that the Amar Mar, Beperika Isha Rabba, Hainu Taima, the Eid Echad Neman, Lahasi Isha. Why is it that Eid Echad is believed? Mishum the he gufa daika, because she herself checks it out. Achio da shemes vada, and so she knows that he died. Vechakach nasa, and only afterwards she goes ahead and she's willing to go get married. So yes, he's bringing it to the attention. But the bottom line is that she's the one checking it out. Vikatani, but we said lo yisai sisha, he's not allowed to go ahead and marry this woman. Even Dave himself is not allowed to marry Sarah. So if you see in the case of Mace that she's allowed to go marry someone else, but she's not allowed to marry him because he's just bringing it to attention. So then, and he's still not allowed to marry him. So why is it that we allow the guy bringing a get, even from Eretz Yisrael, to go ahead and marry the woman? She's the one who's, it's nothing to do with him that he's doing it, so she should be able to go ahead and, she should not be allowed to marry him, just like she's not allowed to marry the guy who said that the husband's dead. Says the Gemara, there's one particular difference between the two cases. Hasam like a ksava. In the case where he said the husband died, there's no ksava, there's nothing written. There's no shtar here that's saying anything. So therefore, even though his edus is not the one that's actually making it so, we do say that, hey, you know, he, without him, we would be a little bit stuck. So he's not allowed to go and marry. She can't go and marry this guy. Halcha ikiksava, but over here in the case of the get, there's the get itself that's speaking. It's not like him. He's just bringing the concept. But so his edus doesn't really make a difference at all. And so we're going to be worried that maybe he's lying. And therefore, she can go ahead and she can marry this particular guy if it's in Eretz Yisrael. And he's, we wouldn't dafka need him. The Tanans we learned in the Mishnah, straight up, the Mishnah Gittin. Ma bin get l'misa. What's the difference between get and misa? Shaksa mochiach. The writing is mochiach, is what proves it. The actual written document. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that if Mahar Aktiv Haragnuhu Lo Yisez Ishto, if a guy comes and he says that he died, or I killed him, Mace, like he died, Haraktiv, I killed him, Haragnuhu, we killed him, he's not allowed to go ahead and marry her, Hu Nihu De Lo Yisez Ishto. That sounds meaning to say only he can't, but Hala Achet Yinosei, someone else, is allowed to go ahead and marry her. Velmer of Yosef, Ploni Ravani Lonzi. Let's say someone goes and says, Ploni, there was some guy came along and he sodomized me. Hu v'acher mitstarfen l'hargo. Him and another aide can come together to kill him. The victim and another witness go out and kill him. It's a pasuk. Liritzoni, but let's say he goes and he says straight out that he did it with my will. In other words, I wanted this, or I allowed this. Then Rashi, the person comes to Rasha. V'atorah Omer, the Torah says, Al tashas yodcha im Rasha liyos eid chamas. Don't place your hand with a Rasha to be an aid chamas, to be a witness that steals, literally. He can't be a witness anymore. This guy's out the window. And what do we find in our Mishnah? The guy says that this guy is one of the killers. Therefore, we should throw out his old testimony, and she can't even marry somebody else. Fechitim, if you want to say shiny edus yishadah kilu barabanan, you want to say by the testimony by a woman that to allow her to go get remarried, it's going to be different because we're a mako, the chachamim were a mako. Even though normally we need a certain level of testimony, but when it comes to women, that they shouldn't be agunos, they shouldn't be left without having any husbands and they can't remarry, they're a little more mako and allow certain things to slide. V'ha'amar of Anasha, beep, turn the page. That's not a carte blanche. That's only in particular circumstances when things are derabanan. As the Gemara now says, Gazlan de Devrayim Kashala Edus Isha, a Gazlan derabanan. Someone who's a thief, a derabanan like a thief. Rashi says, for example, people that are gamblers, like we learned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Kola Edus Sheena Isha Ksherila, Afheim Nein Ksherim, Va'ala Amar of Menashah, Zosomer's Gazlan de Devrayim, a case of derabanan like a thing, so we could go ahead and maybe we can mess around with it. But Gazlan de Devrayim, Torah, Apostle Edus Isha, it would be a deraisetic Gazlan, then it wouldn't work and be possible. So this guy's a murderer. Clearly, that's a deraisat gazach, therefore he can't be believed either. So what's pshat? That Rav Yosef said that it's okay that this guy's allowed to go ahead and she can now marry somebody else. And for the Gemara says that Neimer of Anashma Damer Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say the Rav Anasha goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. He says that you're allowed to go get remarried even if it's a case of a deraisa. Sorry about that. Not like that. He says, you're not allowed to get remarried with deraisa, only if it's a derabanan can you pull the shtick. But the chachamim, they go and they argue on that. And they say that we're mekel by an isha, even when it comes to a deraisa, different thing, that type of thing. And therefore, we're going to allow this woman to get remarried, period. He argues and says, no, I'm not only speaking with Yehuda, I'm talking about the Chachamaso. I'm not damina filu rabbanan, I go even according to rabbanan. V'tayme derabanan hacha kidurava. We're not mekel with the daraisa. Not even goes according to the abundance. What's pshat? The abundance here that you're allowed to go ahead and this woman's allowed to marry off the testimony of this guy who just said that he's a murderer, and therefore it's a daraisa, we shouldn't take it. A person is a relative to himself. A person can't make himself into a Rasha. Says Rashi that we don't take his testimony. You know why? Because they don't make him as they do so, edus. Eitzel Atzmoli Esos Rasha. He can't make himself into a Rasha. First Rashi, V'ayit HaKamen L'Bav Metziyat Av Gimel HaBeis, that Hodaz Piv Kimei Edom, that a person's admittance is like 100 Edom, and therefore we do take it into account. Says Gemara, Hani Mili L'Mamona, so we're talking about money. Ava L'Knasa U'L'Onesh Malkus L'Pasa Lo, but in order to get a Knas, a fine, or to get some sort of punish of Malkus, or to become Pasa, we don't believe him in such a case. Therefore, we go ahead and we say you're allowed to remarry. It's like Palgin and Dibur, we kind of split his words. He said that the guy is dead, we believe that part, but we don't believe the fact that he actually killed him, and therefore that part's out the window, but yet he is dead, but she can't remarry him, and she can only marry somebody else. comes out that Rav actually argues with Rav Yosef. He says that if someone goes and says that this guy came along and he sodomized me, and even if he does it l'ratzon, it's going to work with another person's testimony and then go and kill the person who sodomized. Now, even though he made himself into a rasha, we know that he doesn't, that we say that ein avdam mesim atzmo rasha. He says you're a karuv la'atzmo, and therefore you don't work for yourself. So even though we accept the part to say that he was sodomized, about himself, we don't go ahead and accept. So we see that he's arguing with Rav Yosef. Says Gemara, "Lemer Rav Yosef, the Amarik Rav Yehuda." Let's say that Rav Yosef is coming and speaking in the world of Rav Yehuda, who says it's usher for the woman to get married. But according to the Rabbanan, Rav Yosef will be maskim that even if the Edus would make this guy a chote, it's still going to be good. Says Gemara, no, I'm a look Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would say back, I know that may feel Rabbanon. I work even the word Rabbanon. V'shayni edus isha da'kilu Rabbanon. When it comes to the edus of an isha, it's different. There are more makil. So we would normally not accept edus about a person that makes himself into a sinner. Rashi says, Hilka chafilu rasha neman, but this case is going to be different. We don't believe. Ana lesli derav minashya da'amar had the divrei Torah apostle. The Rabbi Nashu says that's only the Rabbanan to Gazachin, not with Rabbi Yehuda. He says like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim argue and they say that you're allowed to go ahead and be makel over your even by a deoraisa. Okay, now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. It says, V'haraktiv, Rabbi Yehuda now said that if the aide comes and says, I killed him, then what's the case? Then this guy, this almana, can't get married to anyone at all, not even someone else. Hargunu tinasev. But he says, we killed him, then she can go and she can marry somebody else. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna haraktiv, Maishna haragnu. What's the difference? He says, I killed him. He says that we killed him. Either way, he's making himself into a rasha, and therefore we shouldn't believe him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, but Omer aniya yisi amar gav. What does it mean when he says we killed them? It means what he's saying, I was with them when they actually killed them, but not that he actually partook of it. Rashi says, Avalo negatibo, I didn't actually do anything. So therefore he becomes an aid and it's believed. And therefore that makes sense. It's a good aidus. Therefore, she can go ahead and she can now remarry. It says Gemara Vahatanya, this is Benichusa. We're gonna back this concept up now. Amulola Rabbi Huda said Rabbi Huda Maisa Balista Mechot Shiyasa Erag Bemegizas Kaputkia. It was a story about a guy who was a listim, he was a robber, and he was taken out to be killed by Mezigas by the place of Kaputkia. V'armelam, and he said to the people that were there, L'chu imula le'eshes Shimon ben Kohen, go tell the wife of Shimon the Kohen, ani harakti es baila b'kinisasi l'lud. I killed her husband by the entrance but when we're going into Lud, so therefore she's not naguna. V'armelam, some say, b'kinisaso l'lud. Oh, I see. First one is b'kinisasi, when I was coming to Lud. The other one says, b'kinisaso l'lud, when he was coming into Lud. And the Chachamim said, okay, she's allowed to go ahead and she can get married to someone else. This is she's not Nagun anymore. What do we see over here? We see that we actually do believe the testimony of one person over here is making himself a Rasha with the fact that we allowed her to go and married. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? You say not like that. Amar Lahem, so this is back. Misham Raya, bring your Raya over there. Ba'omer Aniya Yisi Im Hargav. What it meant is, he's saying, I was there when he was killed. I was there with the ones that killed him. I didn't actually kill him. So if we don't have a raya. This guy, though, is a criminal. The whole listim katana. We said this guy is a bad dude. In which case, how could you go ahead and we could listen to this guy? Midor Raisa, he shouldn't be listened to at all. And says the Gemara, Shinitba Saide Listius. Says Rashi, Fishai Imayim. He was with a bunch of criminals, but he himself wasn't actually the criminal. I've heard to the Har Katani. What do you mean? It says we're taking out to be killed. Clearly, he was a Ganav. He was a robber. He was a bad dude. So what do you mean? It says, no, Beidina Dovit Kechavim. It's talking about a Beidina Dovit Kechavim. Lo Daiki Vikatli. They're really not so careful when they come along to go ahead to kill. That's why we take his testimony, because he himself was actually not a bad dude. And he was just getting killed by a bunch of goyim. Zuckdenix, hey, Legil Mishnah, moving along with ideas of who's allowed to marry who, and if you got to separate, if they get married, Chacham Sha'aser Sa'isha Beneder Al Baila. We are talking about a case, says the Rashi Beneder Shenadr Hana'a Mi Baila. A woman decides she's not going to get any Hana from her husband. V'lo Heferla, and they weren't made for, they don't get rid of that. Ubasa L'Chacham, the Hatirla. They come to a Chacham to be Matir Neder. Velo matza pesach l'charatan, there's no opening. We know that if a person makes a neder, that there's a way to get out of the neder by doing hataras nedarim. but there has to be some sort of opening, some sort of way to get out of it. But if people close off the opportunity of getting out of it, then they can't get out of it. And this particular instance, apparently what ended up happening was, it was done in a way that there was no Pesach to actually get out of it. Harizeh lo yisna'e, lo yisna'e, this chacham should not go ahead and now marry her, mishum chashad, says Rashi, because now they have to get divorced because they can't have any anam, and it seems like maybe this guy, if he would marry her, then it's like a little bit like, shady McShady, the reason why you didn't get her out of this thing is that you can have her. Okay, so don't do it. Miyana o shecholtza b'fanav, let's say she does miyun. Miyun, we spoke about a number of times, the girl is less than 12 years old, she's married off by her brother or by her mother, and which is a Dorbanadik Azach, and she decides to do Mian, which means she denies it and she wants to get out of it, and she denied and gets out of such a thing. If she does Mian or Chalitza, we know what that is, in front of a Chacham, then Yisa'ena, you're allowed to marry her, because of the fact that he is Bezin. Rashi says that Klomer, Mian or Chalitza, lo asa Chacham Zebi Yechid, he didn't do by himself. The Kaimelam Chalitza or Mian, Begimel, Vitlasa lo Chashidi. It has to be in front of three. And we're not choshed there to be three people in on such a stunt over here. Therefore, you can marry one of those people. Zok di gemara. What does this imply? The first part, that if a woman comes to a chacham in order to be matir neder and they're not able to do it, that he should marry her. What does that show you? It implies that ahitira yisaena, that if he were to go and matir her, then he could marry her. Says Rashi, meaning if, let's say, afterwards the husband died or if she got divorced, that he's allowed to marry her, shenka chashad, because there's no chashad. But hold on one second. How could that be? How could you go ahead and do such a thing? But my skin, what are we dealing with? Ile, maybe Chad, we're talking about it's only one person. Chad, mi matzah matir. Do you have a case where one person can go ahead and be matir ned there? You have three people in matir ned there. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Avin Amar Rabbi Amram Tana Taris Adarm Shlosha. To get rid of a ned there, you need to have three to get rid of it. Ve'ela betlasa. Must be talking about that there are three. Micha Shida. But hold on a second. What was this? If we're talking about three, then what's a chashad altogether? Va'tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Miyano shecholtza b'fanav. If she did miyano chalitza in front of him, and he's one of three, he's allowed to go and marry her, because it's Bezin. So if therefore the same thing in terms of being Matir Neder, if he wasn't Matir Neder within three, he should be allowed to marry also. What's going on? Says Gemara, no. Li'olam, what are we talking about over here? It was Bechad. It's talking about only one person, it wasn't Matir Neder. Okay, the Amar of Chista, Amar of Yochanan, like he says, Bi Yachid Mumcha. We know that there is a time that Gemara Nadarim discusses that a person can go ahead and be one. You don't have to do a Teres Nadarim with three people. It can be with three regular or with one who is a mumcha, who is an expert. Hachanami b'yachad mumcha, over here too, we're talking about the case, or was a yachad mumcha, and therefore it was a yachad mumcha, therefore that he's the one who wasn't letting it, and that's why he's not allowed to go ahead and marry her. Next case that Mishnah said is that she does chalitza, then she's allowed to marry one of the people in the Bezin because of Bezin. There's no chashad with three of them. Time of the Bezin, the reason because it's Bezin. Habatrei lo, but if it was done in front of two people, then he wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and marry her. Does the Gemara, Maishna Mehodatan, I understand. Why don't we believe too? Why is it any different than the following Mishnah that says, Edim hachasumim al sedei mekach v'al get isha lo chashu chacham ledavar zeh. You have Edim that are signed on a sale. People going in, they're selling a field, or they're signed on a get. Lo chashu chacham ledavar zeh. We're not choshesh for them. Rashi says, Lomar lo yichu shuv sada, that these people are not allowed to be part of this. They can't buy it themselves. Lo yikhu shuv sadazum in alokeach v'cheina aid shall get lo yisa seisha. He's not allowed to go ahead and marry this woman who is part of who's on this get. We're not worried of such a thing. So we're not worried of such a thing, and therefore they're allowed to go and marry this an aid on the get. Allowed to marry the woman and a person who's an aid on the field is allowed to go ahead and buy the field. So the same thing also with me and chalitza. If it's less than three people, then what are we worried about? Why is that the Mishnah seems to be saying that it's okay because it's in front of a bezin, but less than that's not going to be okay? Says Gemara, no. He gufa kamash malahan. That's exactly what it's coming to teach you. Lafuki yaman da'amar miyan b'fnei shnayim. It's coming to tell you to go against someone who says you're allowed to do me in front of two people. You're not. You have to have a bezin there. You have to have three. Kamash malahan meyo b'shlish shlosha. You need to have three. That's all it's telling you. Ibai same another answer. And by that, I'm sorry. Ibai Lahu came and asked a question. Kanas Mahu Shiyotzi. Now, what is the case if, let's say, the Chacham Echad, actually, Taka did go ahead and marry this woman? He said, don't do it, but if he did, what's the din? Or if you have someone who brings from him, Bidina Siyam, and says, b'fanenechtam, what's the case if he goes and marries her also? If Kana Amar, Kanas Motzi. If they did it, they have to get divorced. If Ashi Amar, Kanas Eno Motzi, you don't have to. Tani lu rav zuti b'devei rav papi k'divrei ha'omer kanas eino motzi. You go according to the one who says, Allah is that If they did it, you're not motzi. Amrei Rabbanu Ravashi, Gemara or Svara? This idea you said that you don't have to go on divorce, is this a Gemara tradition or is it Svara, some sort of logical understanding? Amrei Lahu, Masisin is the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that said, let's say a person is suspected of being with a shivcha kananis, and then she got freed, or with a goita, and she was misgayer. Don't get married to him. But if you do, then you're not motzi. You don't have to go out of it. Alma, peep, turn the page. What do we see from here? Comes around, kim tacharan, that birnana lo mafkinan, hachanami birnana lo mafkinan. That is a rumor, says Rashi, that mipnei rinun velaz mene adam lo minan le hotzi. We don't say you go off to get divorced. Velo dami le nitan al ishas ish, the hasam hol votzi o baila mipnei ze. That is considered a bit more of a problem over here. But in this case, we just suspect, then therefore we say it was actually good. And here too also, Bernal of Kinnon with some sort of rumor, we're not going to go and take it out. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.